WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is set for 3 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. In exchange, at least 50 hostages held in Gaza are set to be released. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CBS Mornings.
This was a cost that Israel was prepared to pay because the human benefit of reuniting people with their families, especially women and children, was so profound and compelling.
Travel is treacherous in New England as millions start their journeys to family for the Thanksgiving holiday. This woman encountered problems in Michigan.
There was an area where it was quite slick. Everyone slowed down. There was three tow trucks pulling people out of the ditches.
Sam Altman is back as CEO at OpenAI days after he was ousted. CBS's Jolene Kent from Los Angeles.
OpenAI staffers this morning, they're breathing a sigh of relief. One source just texting me a few hours ago, thank God. And Sam Altman weighing in saying overnight, I love OpenAI.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The opening weekend of Wisconsin's gun deer season was one of the safest on record. Only two people were injured by gunshots, and one of them accidentally shot themselves. Lieutenant Mike Weber heads the Department of Natural Resources hunter education efforts.
That reduction in incidents, I think, is obviously directly related to the work of the hunter education program, and then the people that go through the program really applying what they learned in the program.
92,000 deer were killed last weekend. That's 16% fewer than last year and 10% lower than the five-year average. Flags across Wisconsin are lowered to honor the victims of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, which happened 2 years ago today. A permanent memorial was dedicated in Waukesha yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A man in Polk County has been sentenced to 5 years in prison after being charged with sexual assault of a child. Earl Nick was also sentenced to 5 years extended supervision on Monday after pleading no contest to child enticement in August. Nick was originally charged with sexual assault of a child under 13 and second-degree assault of a mentally ill victim last year. According to the criminal complaint, a 14-year-old girl reported an assault and a witness alleged Nick assaulted a nonverbal victim. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court took up a long-awaited gerrymandering case on Tuesday as advocates for fair legislative maps rallied across the state. Proponents of new maps argue that the Republican-drawn maps don't reflect the state's partisan divide and were drawn to keep Republicans in power in violation of the state constitution. Conservatives referred to the effort as a power grab following the pivotal election of liberal state Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the Bucks against the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics. Tip-off time at TD Garden, 6:30. The Bucks have a five-game winning streak going, while Giannis, coming off Monday night's game, scoring 42 points.
I wish it was easy. I wish I could come in and score 42 every game, you know, but it's hard. You got to work extremely hard.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Florida. For the final round of the Fort Myers tip-off tournament, they take on SMU in the championship game. NFL, the Packers play the Lions tomorrow. In the annual Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit, kickoff 11:30 tomorrow morning at Ford Field. Matt LaFleur says that rookie tight end Luke Musgrave had to be hospitalized after suffering an abdominal injury against the Chargers. LaFleur telling the story when this happened.
Yeah, he's got a pretty significant injury. So, you know, I think it just speaks to his toughness because he didn't. Wow. That was interesting. Was that Taylor Swift? Okay.
Mets Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Part Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 26, Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, a lot colder, high of 32. The rest of the holiday weekend will be mostly dry, although we may see a few light snow showers on Sunday morning. It's going to be cold, though, with highs in the low to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's Wednesday. I mean, Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. It's always reserved for the one and only Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. How you been?
I'm fine, man. You're getting ready for the holiday, huh?
Yeah, well, I got to work all day today, but then I'm going to go down to see my mom on Thursday and my dad on Friday in the big city in Chicago.
Yeah, well, the weather's at least accommodating.
Well, that's the one advantage of global warming. It's milder and it gets cold later. Now, I think it stays cold later, too, so our springs are later, which is frustrating.
Dr. Craig, the... You know, the conversation with, you know, the Supreme Court took place yesterday and the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And your thoughts? I mean, what do you think, Dr. Craig? You've been waiting on this. People have been waiting on this for a long time, a decade or more, to get a chance to at least have this heard. Knowing that there have been some unscrupulous things that transpired from the years of Scott Walker and his band of merry men that have impacted and affected people in this state in a negative sense. And I will ask you, Dr. Craig, as you move around the state and, you know, you've got the offices in different parts of the state, you know, the Republicans who've had this control haven't done anything to help those constituents that they claim they were doing this for.
No, exactly. And this is proof that the threat to democracy predates Donald Trump. There are a lot of people who created a party that could embrace a Donald Trump. And that it's ongoing, even if Donald Trump is to leave the scene. And so when Scott Walker won election and he got a majorities in the assembly in the state Senate, because of the 2010 election was a very bad election for Democrats. Frankly, it's because the Obama administration didn't bail homeowners out, bail the people out, and that's why the recovery was so slow, only the banks. And so there was a huge economic mistake that President Obama and the economic team he appointed had, but they had full control, and that was when, just when you redo the maps, that where the maps where legislative and districts are. And they used science and data and a huge bunch of public money to hire private lawyers to basically idiot-proof the legislature, so there was no way it could produce anything but a large Republican majority in a 50-50 state. Now, I want to stop there, Earl, because you have, when you have a party that's willing to stop at nothing to hold power and doesn't care at all about the principles of free government and democracy, and that is what this means, and I'll discuss that with any caller that wants to call in, including ones who are on the other side. There is no justification other than you don't really want a functioning democracy and you want a smaller group of people to rule over a larger group of people. And if we were a better functioning country right now, a healthy democracy, then neither party would go that far in the very competitive pursuit of power we have in the American election system. So that's the starting point. And there have been, so let's get over the legal niceties and all, you know, the conservative justices now in the majority are offering all these legalistic reasons why it shouldn't be taken up now. It's an offense to democracy. We're not even a functioning democracy in this state. We haven't been for 12 years because the lawmaking power is dominated by one side, no matter what voters say, no matter what the popular vote is. And I think the lawsuit is very well done by Law Forward. I've read the whole case, and I think they're piggybacking on two other cases that were decided to throw out extreme partisan gerrymanders in Pennsylvania and North Carolina by their state Supreme Courts. And so don't know how the four justice majority, how they will come down. If they'll agree to everything that's in the original case, Earl, and they're actual judges, so they will feel some legal limitations. But it is rich, Earl, right now to have the conservative minority talking about precedent and it's not right to take up maps they've just done when they had no concern for precedent whatsoever when they took power and throughout their when they had a majority. They're complete hypocrites, and they're about power, and they'll make any argument to rationalize it.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is really amazing to me, as you just stated, when you watch, you know, the pushback that you're hearing from these conservative justices who did not want to even have a dialogue and a conversation when they weren't in the majority. When they were in the majority, it was just, we're going to do it this way, and it does not matter what you think. This is what we are going to do. And so people fail to understand that. Brian Hagedorn was the one guy that you really kind of had at the time, Dr. Craig, you could at least think that he would be separate and look at things through a different prism. I don't know if he's going to do that now, but clearly those who were Rebecca Bradley clearly was one who now is acting as if maybe we can have a dialogue and a conversation, but as long as the Republicans were in total control, there was no conversation. And so I'll tell you, Dr. Craig, they're fearful that Democrats are going to do to them what they did to us. And I just don't believe that's the case, Dr. Craig. There's nothing that points in that direction. The Republicans are fearful that they're going to get a measure of what they've meted out over the last decade or more.
It's absolutely right. Hagedorn was the only actual judge I disagree with a lot of what he concluded, but he was independent and was willing to oppose his own side. The other two, they did have three of them, just were going to vote for the conservative ideological position. By the way, Earl, then they have the audacity to say that Supreme Court justices shouldn't run on their values. Why should we have elections to elect state Supreme Court judges? On what basis would we do so if it wasn't based on their values, right?
Yes.
And it's just unbelievable. They shouldn't be elected then. It's just complete gibberish.
So, Dr. Craig, you read the case. Give us some insight on what it really is. What's at the root of this, and just how important this case is.
Well, at the root of this is that it's a violation of equal protection, having a free democratic government. There is one technical thing, which if they only ruled on this, it would be a more limited ruling, that there's just a straight out, they accepted maps that had a direct violation of the Constitution in black and white. That is non-contiguous districts. They have parts of districts aren't connected to the rest of the district that are, and these have been in the newspapers with pictures of them. It's amazing that the Supreme Court went and adopted those, the conservative Supreme Court, when that part was flagrantly illegal just to make the maps a little bit worse. Republicans seem to be trying to argue that's the only change you should make. So they're admitting that they're illegal, but they're hoping for very unbalanced maps that still privilege and benefit their side. But what the case argues is that a permanent gerrymander does is it's a violation of equal protection because some voters' votes matter more than others, and some are discriminated against because of their views, that people of progressive or democratic or moderate views literally do not have as much influence on government because these maps are set up to allow only conservative Republican voters to decide who has the lawmaking power and who can make laws in the state of Wisconsin. So there are some other elements of it in terms of constitutional provisions that relate to free government and freedom of association and equal protection. But that's the nub of it, that this is highly discriminatory and completely disempowers some voters and completely empowers others simply based on their views, their ideology.
You know, Dr. Craig, we can go back to the race that seated Justice Janet Protase, which, and the amount of money and the fanfare that went into that race and the amount of money that was spent. And at the root of all of it, for the most part, we're here, right? Had that race not been won by Janet Protase, which had people not organized and battled and fought the good fight, we wouldn't be here. And now because people did all of that, And so this is why we're on the precipice of turning this around. So, and I said all that to say this, Dr. Craig, if they were able to mobilize people to get this done, the battle is never over, but shouldn't this be a sign of what can happen if people are organized and willing to do the work? Hold the thought. You know, we've got to pay some bills. We'll be back on the other side. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Don't touch the dial. We'll be right back.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is holding court. Dr. Craig, your thoughts on the comment I said before the break?
Yeah, it's a great comment. Again, taking a step back, you know the Billy Joel song, We Didn't Start the Fire.
Right.
The people who decided to take over the courts were the business community, the large corporations, and billionaires. And there was a Wisconsin part of the strategy funded by the biggest business lobby, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, that represents the big, powerful corporations and the billionaires behind them. They decided they couldn't pass their whole agenda, and so they could flood these sleepy state Supreme Court elections that were never, you know, like modern elections. They didn't have a whole ton of ads. They were undramatic, and take it over and then implement our agenda. So that's what started all this. And so when there was a popular uprising where the people decided, we don't want the imposition of an 1849 abortion law, we don't want stealing of Wisconsin democracy because only one party can win elections, can win the state senate or the state assembly. And there was an outpouring and they lost control. And now I don't have any even crocodile tears for them as they whine about how they're in the minority now, and that voters knew who, listen, what their attack that they want, they proposed impeaching Janet Protasiewicz was, is that voters knew what she stood for. What kind of undemocratic view is that? If we're going to elect state Supreme Court justices, on what other basis would we do so? Is the average voter going to scrutinize their legal credentials effectively? Are we going to get good information on that? It's absurd. I don't even know how to do that. And I'm a very connected, in-tune person, Earl.
No question. It's the reason we have you on every Wednesday. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. How you doing, man?
Good morning. I've got two observations about this. First of all, Republicans have been in absolute control of our government for a dozen years now. And yes, I'm sure that what Dr. Craig says is right. They are in abject fear of losing that control and somebody else taking it over in the same way. Even with a Democratic governor, they got their way in terms of school vouchers. They gave $3,000 a student out of the surplus, not having to raise taxes to private schools as welfare, but they allowed the public schools allowed the public schools to float a referendum for $300 a student. So they've had that kind of control. This is for a dozen years. Second thing I want to mention is Rebecca Bradley is really pretty hypocritical about screaming about precedent.
Yes.
It seems to me that there was this little thing called, least change. I never heard of a legal precedent called least change for redistricting until all of a sudden it magically came before the court. And talk about establishing something on the basis of zero precedent. That's got to be pretty close to the top of the list.
Hey, Jack.
Anyway, that's the end of my tirade for this morning.
Well, it's always good stuff. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Jack?
Right on. As usual, Jack is right on. Earl.
Yes, he always is.
And what he said about the least change precedent, he's right. They conjured it out of nowhere. Legal scholars around the country, given the importance of Wisconsin, scratched their heads about where it came from. And the fascinating thing was what Governor Evers did and the Democrats is they drew maps last time that had the least change and were more balanced. They were far from perfect. And they found a way to unconjure the least change and adopt the greater change of a Republican gerrymander that was worse than the last one. So this precedent was conjured and then it was hocus pocus. It doesn't exist anymore. And now we have Rebecca Bradley standing up there. Who is she? Just a partisan hack. I see no basis for thinking she is some independent jurist we can have respect for on those grounds. She's just reading talking points, whether she understands it enough. Or not, she might as well just be a Fox News pundit.
Yeah, and you know, and she is without question one of the worst. And I remember when she first got elected, and I didn't really know who she was, and she came. I remember having her on my show from time to time. I didn't know who she was, and it was a major mistake on my part. Back then, because I didn't know who she was until she finally got into office and she revealed who she was. But Annette Ziegler, another one. They have certainly been around. Annette Ziegler has been around since 2007, and so she's been around. She knows what's been going on, and right now. What is about to transpire is a change that Dr. Craig, we hope, resonates. They still, I think, control how many state houses? What, over 30 Republicans and Supreme Courts? It's been a long time, a long ride, and hopefully this is the beginning of the changing of the tides.
No, and they've tried to come up with legal doctrines to say state legislatures are supreme over everything, even federal elections, and they're doing it because they can dominate that, not because of anything that came out of any legitimate legal scholarship. That is funny, though, that you had Rebecca Bradley on your show.
Yeah, I supported her.
90-year-old.
Yes, I supported her. I didn't know who she was.
So I can imagine, because I remember you back in those days, and you were a younger, inexperienced talk host, and your partner in the morning with Eric Vaughn. So Eric Vaughn probably had a chuckle about that.
Yeah. So, you know, when we come back, we're gonna discuss a lot of different things. Dr. Craig, as we move into the holiday, our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. You know, this is generally, Dr. Craig, a quiet time on the state level, but not now. We'll be right back.
Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center. The entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin officials are confirming the latest case of bird flu in the state. The Department of Agriculture says more than 51,000 chickens at a poultry farm in Trumbull County were euthanized to try to contain the virus. Five birds were infected in a backyard flock in Taylor County earlier this year. Good government groups are urging the public to pay attention to how the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules on a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Justices heard oral arguments yesterday. Nick Ramos is with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
If we're throwing out the maps and drawing new maps, then it sounds like everybody is going to be up for election.
Assembly district borders have to be in place by March 15th for next November's elections. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Falls Police Chief Matt Kelm has announced his resignation from the force. In a letter to the Mayor and Police and Fire Commission, Chief Helm announced he will resign from the position of Chief of Police with an expected end date of February 16, 2024. In the letter, Chief Helm expressed gratitude to the police force for its dedication and hard work in maintaining the safety and well-being of the community. Helm also said his decision to resign is what he felt was best for him and his family. Democratic lawmakers in the Wisconsin State Legislature are proposing a slate of bills to curb the impact of chronic wasting disease in the state. The bill package seeks to fight the spread of chronic wasting disease by easing access to testing and giving hunters a place to safely dispose of deer carcasses. The bill would give the DNR additional funding to grow its research, testing, and management efforts, support self-service testing kiosks, and establish safe deer carcass disposal sites. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's the Bucks against the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics. Tip-off time at TD Garden, 6:30. The Bucks have a five-game winning streak going, while Giannis, coming off Monday night's game, scoring 42 points.
I wish it was easy. I wish I could come in and score 42 every game, you know, but it's hard. You got to work extremely hard.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Florida. For the final round of the Fort Myers tip-off tournament, they take on SMU in the championship game. NFL, the Packers play the Lions tomorrow in the annual Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit. Kickoff 11:30 tomorrow morning at Ford Field. Matt LaFleur says that rookie tight end Luke Musgrave had to be hospitalized after suffering an abdominal injury against the Chargers. LaFleur telling the story when this happened.
Yeah, he's got a pretty significant injury. So, you know, I think it just speaks to his toughness because he didn't... Wow. That was interesting. Was that Taylor Swift? Okay.
Mets Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 26, Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, a lot colder, high of 32. The rest of the holiday weekend will be mostly dry, although we may see a few light snow showers on Sunday morning. It's going to be cold, though, with highs in the low to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on, and we're talking about the Supreme Court, State Supreme Court, and really the case that everybody's talking about, and that's the what's the term I'm looking for? Dr. Craig.
Which term are all
the Supreme Court, the case that we're talking about right now.
The redistricting.
Yeah, the redistricting. I don't know why I lost control of that thought. But anyway, let's go to Tom from LA. Good morning to you, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl, and good morning, Dr. Craig. First, I want to just say I'm very thankful for your show and thankful for Civic Media. And I hope everyone knows that they can download that app at civicmedia.us and they can actually just go to their Apple or Google Play Store and put in Civic Media and download it all around the country the way I do for all of us past Wisconsinites that have actually left the state. I also want to say that we the people ultimately are the government. What I don't understand, and I really mean this to fair-minded Republicans out there, listeners, that Wisconsin has always been a state that has been about fairness. It's always been about helping your next-door neighbor. It's always been about doing the right thing, and I don't think anybody would want to win a Packer game by cheating. And honestly, that's what's been happening in Wisconsin over this number of years with the Republicans putting the maps in a way that don't even draw a perfect square or anything like that. They're just wrong, and it's cheating. I don't know if it's going to really benefit the Dems or not. I don't care if it benefits the Dems. I care about fairness, and I care about equality, and I care about equity in terms of the vote and our small d democracy. So I hope that people really do, examine their own conscience and say, obviously they did because Janet won by so much and they knew where she stood. But I hope they really examine their conscience and say, do I really want to win a game or do I really want to win an election because I cheated or the way that it's been? I just hope people wake up and realize on this Thanksgiving time that, you know what? It's time to actually put your ideas out there, put your policies out there, and let people vote.
Hey, Tom, great stuff as always, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. You know, Dr. Craig, I was, before we went to break, I was, talking about how hard people worked to get Justice Protasiewicz elevated to the position she's in. But the work never ends. I mean, you guys, there's a battle now. You can't ever rest on your laurels. There's a bigger issue to deal with now. 2024 is around the corner. And it just for all the world, Dr. Craig, nothing is ever easy, right? I mean, that's why you got to organize. It's why you got to knock on doors. That's probably and was one of the root reasons why Janet Protasiewicz won. Just a ground game, and and reaching out to everybody you can. You got to magnify that even more in 2024.
I couldn't agree more. And I guess, you know, there's a kind of stereotype that people get soft with age, right?
Right.
Or democracies get soft with age. And there are a lot of folks who've forgotten or don't know, haven't read about how incredibly hard people work for generations, for centuries to even create a democracy,
right,
out of authoritarian forms of government, monarchies at that time, and other forms in that nature. And having it, how hard it was to get it and keep it, say the Civil War that a lot of Wisconsinites bled and died in, right? People now think that they don't have to play a role, but democracy is a spectator sport. And our biggest problem is not enough people participate. There are a lot of people who are interested, who follow it on social media, watch cable TV, listen to radio. It can't stop there because it's not, you can't throw a touchdown pass. We're spectators when it comes to the Packers and the Brewers and the Bucks, right? Or the UW. We're not spectators in democracy. And so more people need to get out there and volunteer and join organizations like the one I lead, CIS National Wisconsin, because that's the only way you have a government that is responsive to the actual needs of the people. Otherwise, the big special interests will rule at the Capitol, as they do now. And as they just did, I just found out from a state senator, just got a text just before your show, Earl, that governor's going to be signing the $500 million in public money for a billionaire owner of a baseball team on December 6th at American Family Field, of course, at the field we built for the billionaire.
Yeah, you know, I just didn't understand the governor's position on that. You know, he's not running again, right? So he
floated. He wanted a third term at the convention, Earl.
Well, but Dr. Craig, he's 70 now, and he just got reelected. And well, so you know, that's years down the road. But I just couldn't understand how, on the one hand, you know, he's pushing back on people who did not want to, you know, give $375 million to make sure that parents and families and children would be protected with daycare. But yet he pushed back against the $2 billion tax break for, you know, the wealthiest amongst us, but then turn around and sign a $500 million bill, for the Brewers. I'm kind of confused on that, Dr. Craig.
I think it says a lot about power in this state and who dominates, because that Brewer subsidy, 70% public opposition in the one statewide poll. If you ask them, do you want to spend it on this? You want to spend it on education, childcare, other core government services. So unpopular, everyone who has done doors on it, any state legislator knows it is not popular, but the voice of the corporate class is so strong that Governor Evers and Robin Voss aligned on this. And I think the disappointing thing here is that we know Governor Evers didn't want to give voucher schools an historic increase and underfund public education as district after district comes out with budget cuts and school closures because of what was done in public schools. But he gave into it, my side believes, without fighting as hard as he could have fought. Right, because that position was unpopular. The public wants public school education, both K through 12 and university system, which they cut to be funded. And so he didn't fight as hard, but he pulled out all the stops for this and twisted arms. I'm told by state senators there's only one other time on one other issue his team ever lobbied the way they lobbied on this. So it's disturbing, and it shows that Voss and Evers are not always the opponents they're portrayed as, that they can align when it comes to the interests of a billionaire. And it's another sign that we have an unresponsive, undemocratic government, that something this unpopular can still happen when we're so underfunding childcare, public education, healthcare, the things people really want in our state and voters would like if they were represented in our government. So Governor Evers, to give it nuance, wouldn't have signed off on the budget he got. He was forced by a gerrymandered legislature, but I do think he's critiquable for not causing a budget impasse and having and going all out to fight them and to expose them to the public.
Well,
that's my concern.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, and again, the fact that this was not the most important issue, it didn't have to get solved now. There was time, you know, to negotiate this. But to make it the number one issue and get it done is where I really have a tough time with that, Dr.
It's
Craig.
Stunning. The lease lasts another 7 years. They kept saying they're about to move. They're not. Evers' folks were telling state senators that if we don't do this by November, that they're leaving. Well, there's nowhere for them to leave. There's no city offering them another deal. And when they float Nashville, first of all, Nashville hasn't approved a huge stadium deal. And second, multiple owners are shaking down their states, including the owner of the Chicago White Sox, claiming they'll move to Nashville. They can't all move to Nashville. What is very well reported is this is a Major League Baseball strategy. They all want it now because they're trying to lock all the existing states and cities into massive public subsidies before they expand and have a big lottery for new cities like Nashville, for example, and Charlotte and San Antonio or Portland, Oregon, that might want teams.
Hang on, Dr. Craig. Hey, Karina. From Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Well, you see, remember in the old times when the people would go for a very important position in the government, it always would talk about like a family value and their kids and everything like that. Robin Bosch had 3 marriages, no kids.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about He doesn't understand. He doesn't care about it. It's beyond his mentality. His mentality is taxes, and that's what he's pushing for. Also, I want to say that it's, Earl, it's a sad thing to see that from time where the Wisconsin state started up as a state, and when the slavery were a question for a whole country, Wisconsin State, I believe, and Dr. Greg maybe correct me because honestly, I don't know the history very well. Wisconsin State was one of the states saying, or just one single state saying that if the country as is would not repute the slavery or cancel the slavery, they will come out of union. That was Wisconsin. And where are we now? Why are we not proud of our history? Why in the movies? Why in the whole country? If it's Wisconsin, we're like hillbillies or something. We had a wonderful socialistic party. With look how many parks we have. Look how many things we have for people to go to even for free. Why are we not moving into that direction?
So, Karina, there's no question that the Wisconsin of yesterday is no longer here. And, you know, the social aspect of it has been weaned. And, you know, Dr. Craig and others, you know, people are fighting the battle to get back on track. But, Karina, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
Corinna's absolutely right.
Dr. Craig, let's do this. Let's do this. We've got to pay some bills. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Come on, girl.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap, The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app, The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap.
You a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Karina? She's talking about bygone days of our state.
Well, she's right about the proud heritage of Wisconsin, and that's partly why I moved to the state when I was choosing graduate schools 30 years ago. What she talked about slavery is true. Slavery, there was a takeover of the Supreme Court before modern times. It was the court that made the Dred Scott decision. It was controlled by advocates for slavery. And they nationalized slavery in the Dred Scott decision. They ruled that black folks were not included in the Constitution or any of its rights, and that they had no right. This is a quote from the Supreme Court Justice Roger Caney, that any white man was bound to respect. I mean, that's how bad it was. Wisconsin's state Supreme Court actually nullified it in Wisconsin and declared it a free state and ruled that anyone who got to Wisconsin was now free, whether they were fugitive or whether they were and they also resisted the Federal Fugitive Slave Act, or whether a slave owner brought them there voluntarily, they became free. So we were a radically anti-slavery state, and then we had fought above our weight class in the Civil War that ended slavery and created our first experiment in multiracial democracy under Reconstruction, which was tragically lost to Jim Crow. Then, in the 20th century, Earl, we invented a lot of the modern progressive reforms, workers' compensation, unemployment insurance. Karina referred to the socialists and the incredible innovations in how to run city government that they did in Milwaukee. And fighting Bob La Follette and the progressive statewide set the model for the New Deal and the Great Society. A lot of what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did was actually modeled on what Wisconsin had already achieved. So it's a shame what's happened. In fact, the people who would have been defending slavery now have rigged our democracy to dominate it. But now they feel threatened, as a couple of your callers said, Tom and Jack. But we've got to stay engaged, and people are going to be volunteering, Earl, to restore Wisconsin, not only to have a democracy, but for us to become the leader again in the kind of country this can be and ought to be.
Well said, Dr. Craig. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, gentlemen, and happy Thanksgiving. Real quick,
You know, I just kind of got a question and a statement. Now, the stadium, I do believe the work needed to be done. And if it wasn't done, we'd end up with, like, the domes, where it's so obsolete now it's going to cost a mere fortune to fix it. Other thing about it is, wasn't County Stadium, like, 50-some years old when they tore that down? And by the time the Brewers' contract will be up, it's going to be time to build another stadium. Kind of like with the Bradley Center, when that, the same time that was built, I believe there were maybe four or six other arenas that were brand new built about the same time the Bradley Center was. And when they tore the Bradley Center down, that was the oldest arena now in the country, or at least at that time when those other ones were built, those other ones were already torn down. And we still had the
Bradley Center. So, Tom, the question, you're right on those things, but the question is, we don't have any resources to help with daycare, which is more important than any multi-billionaires or millionaires sports stadium. And so no problem when it comes to tax dollars for billionaires in sports, but we don't have any money when it comes to the most important aspect of our government, and that's the citizens.
Well, I also remember that we either have $4 or $7 billion surplus. Why aren't we using that money? Also, real quick, when did it become fashionable that when any corporation moves to either our state, our city, or anywhere else in the United States, the government has to pony up money to give them tax breaks in order for them to do it? And speaking of tax breaks, Fiserv Forum. We gave Fiserv like a quarter of a billion dollars in federal or state help. And then a year or two later, Fiserv ponied up $240,000 for the naming rights of the Fiserv Forum. So what is that all about?
Hey,
why
hey,
are
Tom,
people questioning that? I mean, I'm glad they're here, but wow.
I wish we had more time, man. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Bill from Oconomowoc. Quickly, Bill.
Real quick, Earl, I did pass along the Carters as a legend in the classes I teach. With Thanksgiving, let's be thankful for what we have, not what we don't have. And last but not least, until you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, likewise, sir. Thank you. Dr. Craig, you want to respond quickly?
Let me add on what Tom said about the Brewers. It's not a dilapidated stadium. And it is very much like what Tom said at the end about how every company shakes us down if they're going to come here or they're going to stay here. It's just another shakedown. And they're paying much less percentage than the Bucks owners did of it. It's a sweetheart deal. It doesn't have treaty benefits. We own the stadium. They get the benefits. They get even the proceeds of events that aren't Brewers events there. The land isn't taxed. The parking lot isn't taxed. It's unbelievable. And quite frankly, the team gains $190 million in value every year. This billionaire can afford to maintain the stadium, which is highly profitable, and still make a massive profit and have a gain in his assets every year. And he doesn't doing it because they can get away with it, Earl. There's no justification. And economic development is often very corrupt. And this is another example of it. And this is more like Foxconn. This is on a bigger scale than the common graft you see in economic development policy.
Hey, Dr. Craig, country. Thank you, man. As always, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Tell Ted likewise, and we'll see you on the other side.
Will do. Thank you, Earl.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for, you know, taking the time out. It's Thanksgiving. Realize what the season is all about. Hope you enjoy this with your family, and I'll see you again on Monday. See you later, Calvin. Make that turkey great.
I will. Same
right,
to you.
Bye-bye.
Tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Ball.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.